was young, I had no answers. Always coming up for air, always cutting my own hair. But I'm running into doors now.
Lake Effect continues now on 89.7 WUWM. I'm Bonnie North.
And I'm Joy Powers. Camping trips with family or friends are an integral part of many Wisconsin summers. Camping can be active with lots of hiking or boating, but it can also be a reset of sorts, a time for contemplation.
A camping trip is at the center of a new film, Pet Names. Directed by Milwaukee filmmaker Carol Brandt, it takes place in the city and in Lone Rock, Wisconsin. Lee sets off on a camping trip when her sick mother urges her to take a vacation from caretaking, and on a whim, she invites her ex-boyfriend along for a weekend in the woods that turns out to be anything but relaxing.
The film's writer and lead actor, Meredith Johnston, and fellow lead actor, Renee Cruz, joined Lake Effect's Audrey Nowakowski in the studio ahead of a screening at the Milwaukee Film Festival to discuss the project.
Johnston begins by explaining where the idea for her script came from and how the film's intimate setting allows for a deeper audience connection.
Well, I went to college for acting, and our senior year, they sort of were like, if you're not getting cast in things or if things aren't moving fast enough as you would like, write something. And so I was working on this film that was shot up in Milwaukee about 3 or 4 years ago, and I met Carol Brandt, who is the director of the film, and I think it took me about 2 weeks, and I wrote the script, and I sent it over to her to ask if it was how scripts were made, and she was very enthusiastic and wanted to make it. And so then, you know, it took a few more drafts and we got it out. But that was the initial impetus. I wanted to keep everything as realistic as possible and coming from certain truths of myself, because I wanted to make it, I don't know, I thought it would be an interesting experiment to put as much of myself into something as possible, whether it's a park ranger having acrylic nails or whether it's like huge facets of these characters. I just thought it would be a really interesting sort of dynamic. Somebody picked up at the screening yesterday that my favorite play is Noises Off by Michael Frayn. It's an incredible black comedy farce, and my dad took me to see it when I was 9. And so the pug dog's real name is Selsden, which is a character from that play. And no one had ever picked that up before. And I even kind of forgot. I just was like, oh, it's a made-up name or whatever. But he picked it up, and it was just so crazy to me. But that's an example of just, like, that's a thing. Like, Selsden had a lot of meaning to me at the time to put that in there. But, you know, I think to a normal person, it's probably just, like, that's a weird name.
Little inside joke we're not privy to.
Exactly.
And Renee, what drew you to this project? Because it is a very intimate project, a good acting experience to have such a close quarters, so to speak, throughout the whole film.
Number one, it was the script. Meredith sent me the script in the fall of 2016. And at the time I was acting in Sprint commercials in Los Angeles and was kind of bereft of a meaningful project to sink my teeth into. It just came along at the right time. And to be honest, like, at the time, I saw a lot of myself in the character of Cam, who's definitely just kind of floating through my life. And I just kind of leapt on the opportunity to play someone who I recognized and who I thought I could relate to.
Well, it really shows that you guys are evidently relating on a deeper level to these characters. And with the script, like Renee was saying, I find that there's a simplicity, yet it's an intensity that comes along with just having two characters in close quarters going camping, because you're going to a setting where you're intentionally taking yourself away from distractions, you know, like a campground and stuff like that. So, Meredith, did you find that this presented a welcome writing challenge to you to strip down all outside elements and really just make it about the quiet moments and what's said and unsaid during this camping trip?
Yeah, I mean, I think I wanted to. Carol, my director, and I, like, we both are obsessed with subtext. And so I think that having something, as, like, simple as the woods, and it's sort of this place where I go to take away my phone, to take away my other, like, stresses and all of that stuff, and I become more of, like, myself, I guess, in quotes. And so to have these two people with such a loaded past and not really knowing who they are or where they stood now in this very calm and placid and serene place just struck me as really engaging, I think, because of it really allows the subtext to come through because there's really not a lot else to focus on. And I think that's also why Carol went with the aspect ratio, too.
Yeah, absolutely. That makes it a unique viewing experience because there's the assumed comfort you have in going back to a tradition like camping and you have fond memories of doing this. Yet there's the loaded context of where you are right now in your adult lives that you think this will give you a reprieve from. But does it ultimately solve or help anything?
Exactly.
And I think at first it does. Like at first they do have a lot of fun. They stay close and they stay close together and there's no escape for the two of them. I mean, I guess I don't want to give too much away, but stuff happens.
Yeah.
And I think it's really realistic. I think that's what would happen if anyone did.
Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It takes me back to those either family or friend camping trips where it's fun during the day. There's the distraction of hiking and whatever. Mm-hmm. But then when you're sitting around that fireplace at night, that's when things
get
real.
It gets real.
And vulnerable. And
the fire does crazy stuff to you, man.
It does.
It makes you get real, yeah.
Yeah, and it just prompts these conversations that, you know, you'd never have with your friends, say, sitting on the couch at home or out for coffee or anything like that. Mm-hmm. You know, there's something really captured beautifully about that. And with the director, you know, she's from Carol Brandt. She's from here and based in Milwaukee. And, you know, like a third of it's in Milwaukee and the rest is filmed on a campsite in, was it Lone Rock, Wisconsin? Mm-hmm. So did you both hailed from Chicago to come up here today, but did you have similar Wisconsin experiences or was Carol really taking your script and being like, I want to make this a Wisconsin Central project?
So I'm originally from Oakland, California. So I wrote it for the Bay Area. So all of it was supposed to be in, like, the Redwoods and, like, shot in Oak. Like, the town scenes were supposed to be in Oakland. At least, like, that's where I wrote them to be in my mind. And then, yeah, I mean, with the budget that we were afforded and whatever, like, God bless Carol Brandt. Put that in quotes. Like, yeah, like, she found every location. She contacted the campground. We did some under the table shooting also. But, like, you know, we had a set for every place. We had a place that looked relatively to what I imagined, even though we didn't have the funds for it. And so looking at it now and looking at the Wisconsin scenery, I'm like, I can't really tell the difference. It's negligible. Like, yeah, there's not redwoods in the background, but also, like, who cares?
Right.
Yeah.
As long as it takes you to that sense of space.
Exactly. Exactly.
Right. Now, with this being your first writing and lead starring role in this film, Meredith, what was most important to you going into this project? And did that change over time as you were filming and producing and discovering what worked and didn't work?
Yeah, I think I didn't really know how much I liked movies. I went into it just thinking that this would be a part for me to play, and I knew I could do well at that. But the first time I was on a set, I was like, oh, this is amazing. It's like we're camping. We're at, like, summer camp, and we're all hanging out, and then we're working on this, like, mutually cool thing, and, like, crazy drama happens and, like, cool stuff happens. So I got hooked then. But then I think with Pet Names, too, I think having the ability to change things as the actors needed it to be so that we could get a more authentic performance or we could just, like, pivot the plot into where it actually was organically moving itself, it created this kind of weird ethereal, like, the story is above us kind of attitude, I feel like. So that was something that I wasn't really expecting, was how hooked I got into stories. And after that, I just, like, immediately started writing something else because I was like, this is a phenomenal thing. Like, we get to tell really any story we want. And if it's bad, no one will see it. But if it's okay, maybe some people will see it.
Yeah. Renee, same question. What was important to you going into this? And how did you find that goal stayed the same or changed throughout?
Yeah, I was terrified going into this. I was really scared that I was going to mess it up. When I read the script for the first time, I just cried because I recognized the character so much and I recognized the truth in it so much. And I really wanted that to come through. And I just really believed in it. And I don't think that goal changed over the course of the film. I think as we shot, I got a little more relaxed. And I think my performances got better the more relaxed I got. But the goal the whole time was to just do a good job and hopefully make something that someone else could relate to.
So with the film being shot in 3 weeks and with the cast and crew camping on the same campground that you were working at, how did that benefit the project with all of you spending quality time together in that setting?
We're extraordinarily close, and it's because of the amount of time and the proximity. Also, like, again, we didn't have a budget, and that was one of the big benefits of not having a huge budget was, like, he and I were in a tent. We were staying in the tent we were shooting in. Like, that was it, and it was, like, sort of this, like, weird method acting thing. But then at the end of the night, at the end of the shooting day, everybody would hang out around a campfire, or during lunch we would all eat lunch together, and it very much felt like what I imagine a corporate retreat to feel like, where, you know, during the times that you're working, you're very focused on work, and then there's a lot of time where you can, like, get to know your coworkers better. And so, yeah, I mean, we all got matching tattoos. Like, we love each other so much. Renee and I are up here. I'm up here, like, at least once a month, and you're up here probably the same to visit people and hang out with people and collaborate with people in the future. And, you know, it's just, like, become this little network tribe of people. And it wouldn't have happened if we were all staying in hotels or we were staying off of set. So I think that's what, yeah.
It's something really special about indie film that only happens when you get good people in a space together.
Well, and it seems like you had a lot of control over which good people to get involved in this film. And one aspect that I'm curious to find out more is that you both were involved in the music of this film. So I imagine that's a unique experience to be involved in expressing the emotions of the characters while you're acting on screen and also back it up through the score. What did you want to encapture with the music going into this? Was this something you decided after you filmed and you're looking at the scenes, or did you have something in mind going in?
So that was mainly Carol's say. So she basically, like, we mostly were working off of, you wrote a song, you had written a song, and then stripped away the lyrics and put it into the movie, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But mostly we were working off of reference tracks, so we were just listening to what Carol had put in and then working with that to sort of make a song that sounds energetically similar to that but isn't exactly that song.
Mm-hmm.
And so the main big song is Boulder by Another Michael. And we were in a band and we saw them touring. They're from Philadelphia. And we both heard that song and we're just like floored. Like, they're an impeccable band. And so when I heard that song, it took me a while to, like, realize that it was, like, perfect for the movie. But when that happened, I just, like, texted Carol a billion times saying that we have to get the song. We have to put it in the movie. So there was partially, like, an impulse of, like, wanting to put artists that I really love, again, because I'm obsessed with myself. So, like, D-Light and the Intergalactic Ear Orgy Orchestra. I don't know if I can say that on the radio, but it's fun anyway. He is a New York musician, and, like, he's actually the guy that Cam is based off of, and we're, like, best friends, and we talk all the time. And so I wanted to get him in the film, too. And so, you know, it's sort of like I want to showcase people that I really love, Renee being one of them also.
Throughout the film, you know, there's power in what's said and unsaid, what music there is, what silence and naturescapes you let, you know, take the audience to. With how the film ends, you know, it's kind of an open-ended release in a way. What is your main takeaway in completing this project, and what do you hope that audiences will take away when they see this film?
I was thinking today, I was thinking yesterday about, because we were at Carol's production office, and there's a board with every single scene of Pet Names, including all the cut ones, which is just an ocean of cut scenes at the bottom. She and I were going through and looking at the scenes that we would have put back into the film if we could now. And one of them is this really touching scene that Lee has with her mom where they're just eating dinner. They're eating takeout boxes together and watching TV. And Lee's mom is dancing, and Lee is just like, oh, I spilled on my shirt. And it's a really, really small moment. But I wish that we had actually put that in, because I was in the beginning originally, and I wish that we had put that in at the end, because I think that just having it sort of be this, like, we're still going. Like, because Carol thinks that it's about the love story. I think it's about loss and death a lot. I think it's the death of a relationship, the death of a parent, the death of sort of your innocence as like a 20-something being like, I can do whatever I want to. And then something comes in and you're like, no, I can't at all. And so I think it's not really the most optimistic outlook. I mean, I'm not an optimistic person, I guess, but it's just saying like, life is still going. Life is still going. You're going to be back in the same spot, and that's what happens. But it's sort of the mentality that you have and the things that you take with you that will affect the monotony of the day, I guess. And I think, like, Lee learns to sort of at least feel her feelings. And I think that that's kind of what I want to tell everybody in the world, except for, you know, people who are wrong. but, yeah, feel your feelings. Maybe it'll help some stuff.
How about you, Renee?
I think everyone should feel their feelings as well. I can't recommend it enough.
All right. Well, this film certainly brings out a lot of feelings, and I think a lot of good Wisconsin feelings for all the Milwaukee audiences who are going to be seeing it during the festival. So, Meredith and Renee, I just want to thank you so much for taking the time to come in and talk about Pet Names.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Getting older, so tumble me down, down, down.
Meredith Johnston is the writer, lead actor, associate producer, and composer of the film Pet Names. Renee Cruz is the lead actor and fellow composer. You can see Pet Names during the Milwaukee Film Festival on Saturday, October 27th and Monday, the 29th. Johnston and Cruz spoke with Lake Effect's Audrey Nowakowski.
Are we running?